Chapter 3. Loose Tooth. Monday morning found Tom Sawyer miserable. It meant another week of suffering through school. He lay in bed thinking how he wished he were sick. If he were, he'd be able to escape school. Tom hated sitting still for all his lessons. Tom surveyed his body, but nothing was wrong except a loose tooth. Yep, one upper tooth was wiggling. But if he told Aunt Polly it was a sore tooth, she would simply pull it out. That would hurt. Then Tom remembered that he once overheard a doctor talk about a sickness. The sickness could cause one to lose a finger. It could force a person to bed for 2 to 3 weeks. That would be a lot of missed lessons. Tom thought about his sore toe. That was it. He took his sore toe out from under the covers to inspect it. He didn't think it looked too bad, but it was his only chance. He let out a small groan. It didn't sound painful enough, so he groaned louder and louder in hopes of waking Sid. No luck. He groaned louder. Tom was getting mad. How much pain did he have to be in before Sid noticed? Tom panted and groaned even louder. Still, Sid didn't stir. Finally, he shook Sid. Sid looked scared.
Tom, what's wrong? Are you in pain? How long have you been this way?
Tom continued groaning louder and louder.
Don't call Auntie. It will all be over with soon enough. For everything you've ever done to me, I forgive you. When I'm gone.
Oh, Tom, you ain't dying, are you? Why didn't you wake me earlier? How long you been this way?
Hours, whispered Tom. It's been hours, Sidney.
Tom kept groaning.
Tell everyone. I forgive them. Sid, give my cat with one eye to the new girl in town. Tell her.
Sid snatched his clothes and flew downstairs.
Aunt Polly, Tom's dying. It's real. You can hear it in Tom's pain. Nonsense. I don't believe it.
But Aunt Polly raced up the stairs with Sid and Mary at her heels.
Tom, what's the matter?
It's my...
Tom groaned but couldn't continue on. The pain looked unbearable.
"Your what?" asked Aunt Polly. "Tell me, Tom, please."
"It's my toe," said Tom.
He let out his biggest groan yet.
"It's about to fall off."
Aunt Polly sunk into a chair and laughed.
"Tom, what a scare you gave me. That's nonsense. No one has a toe that falls off, not even Tom Sawyer."
Tom suddenly felt foolish. On top of that, Aunt Polly spied Tom's loose tooth and plucked it out before sending him to school. Tom's heart was heavy on the way to school, until he came upon Huckleberry Finn. Huck was an outcast. He wore tattered clothes and was allowed to roam about the village at all times. He did not go to school or church. Nobody forbid him to fight or swear. Of course, this made him the envy of every boy in the village. Although Tom was under strict orders not to see Huck, Tom played with him every chance he got.
"Hello, Huck."
"Hello yourself, Tom."
"What's that you got?" asked Tom.
Huck showed Tom a dead cat he had been carrying.
"Why are you carrying a dead cat around?" asked Tom.
"Why? Because they cure warts. Tom, everybody knows that."
"Are you sure? I got something that cures warts better than dead cats. Spunk water."
"Who told you so?" asked Huck.
Tom explained that he had heard it from Jeff Thatcher. Jeff had heard it from Johnny Baker, who had heard it from Jim Rogers. Then Jim had told Ben Rogers, and Ben told Tom.
"Yep," said Tom. "Just got to dip your hand in a rotten tree stump where the rain collected, then you're cured."
Huck didn't believe it. The two friends talked for a long time about other cures for warts. They agreed to meet at the cemetery that night to see if their wart cures worked. As Tom was about to continue on to school, he noticed a tick that Huck caught.
"Trade you my tooth for your tick,"
Tom smiled, showing Huck the empty space between his teeth.
"Well, all right, Tom. It's a trade."
Both boys left each other feeling a little richer than before.